أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويوم ينفخ في الصور ففزع من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله وكل أتوه داخرين. وترى الجبال تحسبها جامدة وهي تمر مر السحاب صنع الله الذي أتقن كل شيء إنه خبير بما تفعلون. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the condition of those who had belied and disbelieved in the ayats and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these ayat, Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala speak about one or two aspects of the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ, and the day when the trumpet will be blown. فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, then whoever is in the skies and in the earth will become terrified. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except he whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ, and everyone will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of humility, in a state of submission. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the blowing of the trumpet. By and large, most of the ulama have agreed that the blowing of the trumpet will be two. However, there are those that believe it will be more, three, four, etc. Now when this trumpet is blown by the angel Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that whoever is in the skies and whoever is in the earth will become terrified. And this terrifying condition and distress condition that they will be in, because on the one hand the sound of the trumpet, secondly the realization and understanding is the coming of the end of the world, the coming of Hashar and the resurrection, to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that whoever in the earth and in the skies and in the earth, they will come into a state of unconsciousness. So some of the commentators say, first it will be a terrifying condition and situation, and then people will become unconscious. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except him whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. Some have stated in certain hadith, it is stated that it is the four angels, Hazrat Jibra'il, Hazrat Israfil, Hazrat Mika'il, and Hazrat Israel, that is Malakul Maut, they will be the angels that will be saved from this terrifying feeling, and they will also be saved from the initial unconsciousness that everybody else. Some have stated even those angels that hold upon the Arsh of Allah, they also will be saved from it. But obviously there will be a period of time when everything will come to absolute standstill, everyone and everything will die, and it will only be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the question, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, at that time when there is absolutely no life whatsoever, then Allah will ask, for who is the sovereignty, for who is the kingdom? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will reply, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ, it will be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is al-wahid, that Allah who is one, that Allah who is most powerful. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this trumpet that is going to be blown, and obviously that period of time in between, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring absolutely everything into a state of deadness. There will be nothing alive, obviously, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat goes on to explain the second part of it. وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you see the mountains and you think that the mountains are fixed. You think that the mountains as they stand, they are a solid body and a solid form. But the reality is this, وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ, but at the time of Qiyamah, then these mountains will also begin to move, like how clouds move. In other words, these mountains will also begin to disintegrate. And we find in many ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about it, وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that the mountains will become like carded wool. In one ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّا فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these mountains will all crush and they will become dust. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَصْفًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy all this and it will be blown to smithereens. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the mountains and how the mountains will crush. Now when we look at the earth, then we will find that amongst the hugest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah himself calls rawasiya fil ard, that mountains also will be crushed and that mountains also will be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then obviously, what will be the condition of the balance of the earth and the balance of the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Thereafter Allah says, سُنَعَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had firmly established upon all things. In other words, this work that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created this world, this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created it with precision, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it in its form, a great degree of strength, a great degree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and power can be seen and it manifests from it all. But when Allah Rabbul Izzat destroys it, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will destroy it completely. Innahu khabirum bima taf'alun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of what you do. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our a'mal, that whatever our deeds are, the mountains and everything else can be crushed, but the deeds of insan will remain safeguarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, when we go for the hisab and the kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have each and every amal, each and every action, good or bad, that man has carried out, all recorded, all safe, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use it as a proof for or against an individual. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.